Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. What is happening, everybody? It is I, the Heezy Man. I am back again for another episode of Heezy's World. Took a little break, but I'm back because, you know, can't stay away from the things I love too long. But what is going on with everybody out there? I'm probably surprising everybody. Everybody like, I ain't expecting no Heezy's World tonight. I ain't tuning in for nothing. But I see Sweet Need out there on the Instagram. What's up, sis? How you doing? Welcome back. Shout out to all my loyal Heezy Worldians. And let me tell y'all, more and more as the world goes on, I feel like Heezy's World is definitely needed. Definitely is needed, man. It's crazy out here in these streets. And, but it ain't affecting me, you know what I'm saying? It might be affecting y'all, but you know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm here to save everyone. But yeah, welcome back. And yeah, this is Heezy's World, the Warmatorium, you know what I'm saying, y'all? I think Facebook has blocked me. I must be saying the wrong things about COVID or something. I'm not sure. But we on YouTube, we on Instagram right now. It's all good up in the streets. In the streets. But yeah, man, I've been out. I've been chilling. I've been trying to get my life together. But I, you know, that's one of the words I be trying to tell people to get rid of is trying. Trying is not a word, but that's one of my favorite words I text. But we gotta get rid of that type of language. We don't try anything. We gotta do. We gotta fulfill the need to succeed. And you don't try, you do. If you want something done, you do it. When you say you try, it means you're about the bullshit. And I'm going to tell y'all a lot about bullshit. This episode is about somebody that has bullshitted. But, yeah. We are live here. And hope everything's all right with y'all. Anybody got anything to talk about? I see some people coming in. Cute face. Isha, what's happening? Are you really cute? Can't tell right now. What's up, Zooby Dooby? What's up? What's happening, y'all? Thanks for joining in on another episode. I'm just here, man. I'm hot. It's a little hot in this room. But, you know, I'm here. And can't stay away too long. Yo. But, yeah, man, let's get right into it. I ain't going to waste too much time. I'm trying to get on with it, you know? What's been going on since I've been gone? Had an anniversary. Shout out to me and my lady. Making a special time. Making a special time. That's all I'm going to say. It's too much to explain. I went to Ruth's Chris for the first time. Oh, yeah. Big baller. Big bank style shit. Yeah. I had the sweet potato casserole. I'm not a fan of any, like, the word casserole turns me off from anything. So whenever I hear that word, I'm just like, oh my God, what are we about to consume here? But no, it's very good. I'm sure it's a lot of sugar in there. We gotta tone it down on the sugar, guys. Yep, I'm back. I'm here teaching y'all and uncleizing. You know what I'm saying? It's a word I made up. Coming back with new words. New things. I'm finna go out the country in a little while, y'all, and I don't know what to expect. It's gonna be wild. I'm gonna tear it up. Wherever I'm at, I'm gonna tear up that 10-meter diameter of space wherever I go and make sure I'm known and never forgotten. And hopefully I come back. But yeah, in a couple weeks, I'll be across a pond. I'm not a big country goer. I'm not a big traveler. It always feels like a field trip. You know, you don't have your parents. All you have is like chaperones, which really don't care about you. They only care about their people, you know, their family and shit. You know, they're trying to get home to their shit. You know what I'm saying? A trip to the zoo ain't always that cool. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm blessed by the best, and really expecting a good time, man. I'm expecting my life to change when I come back, yo. I need a vacation. I'm trying to tell you, I've been going through nothing because I'm a gangster, but at the same time, I'm human, and you can only run for so long. You know, we don't run off gasoline. We run off love, and, well, some of you guys are eating fucking veggies out there for sure, but, you know, love and meat. That's what we run off of. It's like, but yeah, man, I'm out here doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough credit going around for everybody. Like, you know, this is the flower round. You know, shout out to everybody out there. The parents, always shout out to the parents, because I feel like this pandemic is targeting all parents and all people who watch over kids. You know what I'm saying? The kids were once us. Everybody was once a kid, so we got to look out for one another so these kids can thrive. You know what I'm saying? They got to get it. They got to have a better life. You know what I'm saying? I know the rougher it is, the better we turn out, but we can't keep having this shit. We got to start making good things make good things instead of bad things blossoming better things. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying, y'all. We got to stop having bad conditions in the world that's supposed to be a first world country, in a place that's supposed to be a first world country. I worry. Sometimes I just wonder if we're just all, like, working, you know, it all just works out on a fabric of just cooperation, you know what I'm saying? If everybody just said, fuck it, for one day, everything would just go haywire. Like, if you saw the last episode of What If, Doctor Strange done fucked up, y'all. Doctor Strange done fucked up. Let me tell you why. It's because of these women out here, y'all. It's like, nah, for real though, y'all. Like, the last episode of What If, the Marvel series on Disney, it was pretty interesting. It's the love story that you women would all appreciate. But y'all need to live in reality, because this is what happens when a man tries to give you the world. You know what I'm saying? Or give you your life back. You know what I'm saying? If you lost your life, and I don't mean this really, literally. I mean this like, you know, if you're trying to get back to your old self. No, stick with yourself you got now and try to make the best out of that shit. Because you can't go back. You've already changed for the worst. And there's no changing, because there's only changing for the worst. Now, there's improving and then there's evolving. That's what I do. Now, I don't know if everybody else is on that wave, but that's what we do out here up in the Beauville Cave, you understand? But, yeah, man. So, what has been happening? Okay, Hurricane Ida is out here, up in Maryland, apparently. You know, the weather is on some shit today. I mean, it was just little bit there, a lot of it there, a stop for 5 seconds, and a lot of it there, and a little bit there, and a stop for 1 second, and a lot of it. It's just, the rain is crazy, man. You know the DMV and their weather. Must be a lady. Mother Nature for real, bro. But, oh man, I found a Black Widow a couple weeks ago, and I saved it. Well, I stopped it. This is the thing about me. I can go into a world of, like, I can just go into a whirlwind of thoughts here. However, I found a spider, a very deadly spider in the state of Maryland. I thought it was the recluse, some brown, scary-looking spider, but I found a Black Widow. Like, the little thing that's fucking up the Marvel Universe right now. Saying, nah, but a little spider with a little red diamond on it. It's a very amazing creature. I literally sat there and probably watched it for about 30 minutes before I removed it from my premises and moved it into the woods. Now, you know, the hope is part of me that thinks that spider may have known where he stayed and got a good look of where he lives and maybe wandered back, but no, he's not back. And I am unharmed, and I just gotta say, man, you know, everybody was, like, freaking out. A lot of people were freaking out, like, whoa, 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 you got those things around there? It's like, you know, Everything's out there. You know, I just got a problem with a lot of scared people. Like, yeah, I might be scared of shit, but for real, you would never know what I'm scared of. And, well, I can't speak for everybody else, but there's a lot of scared people out there. And I did want to I've learned some things over the week about people. Like, you know, I don't know, like, over the weeks about people, got in. I'm trying to branch out there and reach into other people's lives and maybe make it better, but once you realize how how fucked people are, you're just like, whoa, let me work on myself. Let me raise myself up to deal with the shit you got going on, because I can never deal with this type of shit. But nah, for real out there, y'all, some people are going through shit that I feel is very unnecessary. Like, some people don't realize that, what's that Aladdin song? There's a world out there for you and me. But nah, y'all out there settling for less. Like, don't settle. Y'all have to go back. What is this? I named the episode. It was one of those Jay-Z things. You know what I'm saying? Like, those Jay-Z quotes. You know what I'm saying? Like, telling people how to live. You know what I'm saying? Intelligently. I don't know. It's all about not settling, y'all. A lot of people settle, and then they are disappointed with themselves, and then the whatever they're going through, and that's why a lot of people go through problems. Now, the world ain't that easy for a lot of people. Some people gotta settle for the fuck shit. Some people gotta settle for the worst shit. Now, you know, I feel bad for that, but some people do not. And I really don't get it. But, once again, shout out to all the parents out there, because I can't wait till I'm a parent, y'all. I don't know how I'm gonna be, but I'm just preparing myself for that shit. Like, it's like, I'm just preparing, man. I don't know, not much I can do. You know what I'm saying? The world is always gonna world itself around this motherfucker. Like, this pandemic, it's a bunch of malarkey going on out here, man. But, like Shakari, if you're not first, you're last, okay? Guys, just always strive to be the best, okay? That's probably very uncalled for, but, you know, that's in my notes here. That's part of what happened while I was gone. A lot of things have happened while I was gone. Apparently, there's a Tesla bot being created. Like, I find this very intriguing, I wonder what's gonna happen. Who doesn't want a companion? I made a post about having a cyborg that did all the work while I just took all the income and, you know, reaped all the benefits. But I think what the world is forgetting, well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the world is just changing rapidly, and then there's some people living on a different stratosphere, and we have to remember the better technology gets, the more we lose a part of our natural beings, but traditional beings. You know what I'm saying? We're raised a certain way. Like, everybody, you know, loves to, gossip, I don't know, relationships, I don't know. Everybody does shit that doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, commit to things. I don't want to go too far into the wrong direction here with my words, but y'all understand my heart. Everybody just goes with the fold and doesn't make their own mold. But, yeah, man. I don't know. World is seeming really boxy right now. Even though a lot of new and great things are evolving, world is seeming very boxy right now. Like, you can't be a certain way, or you can't be you, or whatever you want to be. It might be a fee or some bullshit. But yeah, Tesla bot, man. So, somebody that just does, like, I would love to teach. I would love. Look out, girlfriend. Look out, partners out there. Look out, people who need one another. If this Tesla bot is anything that they're talking about, somebody's gonna cook, somebody's gonna clean. I ain't gonna even go further, because I ain't getting no machine on me. But, you know, if they can do things that the human can do, that's look out for civilization, guys. But yeah, I'm gonna move on. But yeah, since you've been gone, but yeah, since I've been gone, y'all, what, Donda finally dropped. It's not Donda anymore, it's Donda. Donda, Donda, Donda. Now, I gave it a little skim, but I'm coming to the grips. I'm coming to the realization that Kanye is not a rapper anymore. Or, you know, he's not strictly hip-hop. Or he was never strictly hip-hop, but he's definitely not majority hip-hop anymore. And kind of throws me off. I'm looking for some hip-hop. Can't really skim and find it. Now, if anybody out there likes the album, let me know, because I need to know from a trusted individual, trusted music connoisseur, to give it a listen. I don't want to waste my time. You know what I'm saying? There's so much, so many distractions out there. You can't distract yourself, because at this point, you know, I think this is important to say. I think this is valuable information. There's so many distractions out there, and we're distracted by so much shit that we really got to pay attention and be careful of what we're letting in inside of our, you know, because you are what you eat. You know, as you can tell, I ate a lot of curry goat, and of course, I'm the spiciest and the greatest of all time. Don't start with me, and don't compete with me. Oh, yeah. Kanye is Dewey Cox. Kanye is Dewey Cox. Walk hard. Yeah, I guess so. Wait, is that... I don't know if that was the right reference, but I guess so, man. I don't really know what to think of that guy. You know what I'm saying? He's just our Kanye. He's like, you know, he's a staple of entertainment. Or, yeah, he's a staple of entertainment. Like, let that man have a podcast. He'll do numbers. But then, no, probably not. Okay, Bitcoin. What are we talking about? All right. Bitcoin up at 49,000. About to go to the 50K. Right reference. Okay, high five me. Bow. So, yeah, what's up, Benita, man? Hey, shout out to the Bovells, man. I hope we can get along. Get it wrong. Because whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to love it either way. So let's familize. Because the football season is starting, baby. And I am excited. I have a lot to cheer for. I love me some goddamn football. I can't lie to y'all. I mean, I love... Oh, look who came on in. Is that JKG Wellness out here? Populating the humanoids with... muscles and strength and endurance and stamina. And he's a Cowboys fan. I don't know how he can live both lives. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Marks? Yeah, man. Football season is upon us, man. If it ain't one reason to get together, that's the reason. I swear. That's like the Marvel movies. Like Shang-Chi, I'm going to see tomorrow. Because I love me my Marvel movies. I can't wait to go see it. I love me some football. And yeah, my Washington football team is looking very proper. I have dealt... Like, I'm one of the best fans of a team you could ever ask for. My team has never made it to the championship while I was alive. That might be untrue. But while I was a fan, they never made it to the championship. But I've been here the whole way. Been here through everything. I didn't think you could change our name. We've changed our name. We're the WFT, y'all. The Washington Football Team. We're finna change that shit. Next year, we're gonna change it to the Red Wolves, the Red Hawks, the Red Hogs. It don't matter to me. The Red Tails. It don't matter. It could be a red ass up on a flag. I'm saluting that. Hail to the red asses. But, yeah, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to see. We got an extra game that means something. So 17, 18 games in a season now. My man Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron, is out here getting rid of the guys that was the Gruden guys, and he got Ron's guys. Are y'all ready for football season, man? Are y'all ready for always fuck up this part. I gotta go see that movie again. You gotta rewatch old movies, y'all. We gotta get together and rewatch old movies. Anybody out there that just likes to watch movies, because I love watching movies. And I just gotta remind it. Just we gotta sit down and watch old movies. But yeah, you remember when Bobby Boucher came to the Mud Bowl and the Mud Dogs won the damn Bourbon Bowl? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But yeah, shout out to the Washington football team. And the rest of the NFL, man. You got a team, rep your team, man. I like that we are divided yet united off one cause. Winning and talking shit. Speaking of football, though, so this is the thing I was referencing earlier, the BS. What in the hell? So, Bishop Sycamore is a supposed online high school that lied to ESPN about having the best high school football team in Ohio. And ESPN showed it on their main channel, which is, you know, it's, I think it's nationally televised, so everybody can see this for a little while. Because after everybody got wind of the situation, everybody was like, oh, hell no. I can't believe we did this. But basically, Bishop Sycamore, and hence the initials, BS. Because what the fuck? But basically, let me see. They recruited grown men to play this. They recruited grown, like, players that graduated, players that didn't make it to the NFL, essentially, or still out there trying to make it to the NFL, and they got they ass beat by another high school team. I'm not actually looking at the article, but I'm looking for the article. Oh, shit.
25th president who was assassinated.
Why do you know that? What is the matter with you?
Canton trivia, Luke's.
Well, anyway, let me read this damn article. So when they faced IMG Academy, a Florida high school team. Bishop Sycamore, which plans to be based in Columbus, though there's no address listed on the website and the About Us and staff pages on the site are blank, was overmatched from the beginning as it took on the number 2 team in the country. Wow, how did that even happen? And what is IMG Academy? What happened to, like, Gwynn Park High School? Or, like, what was IMG Academy High? What the fuck is that? But, the game quickly caught national attention and it was broadcasted on ESPN's main channel. Social media was aflame with questions on how Bishop Sycamore came to be scheduled for the game. Midway through the second quarter, as Bishop Sycamore trailed 30-0, commentator Anish Shroff, damn, I would never know where this person's from, acknowledged that ESPN hasn't been able to find evidence to support Bishop Sycamore's claims that it brought a roster laden with Division I talent. Bishop Sycamore told us they had a number of Division I prospects on their roster, and to be frank, a lot of that we could not verify. They did not show up in our database. They did not show up in the databases of other recruiting services. And yeah, so apparently this coach, I think his name is Ray Johnson, has done this before. And, I mean, he was let go. The team was supposed to play DeMatha. I always feel like DeMatha is around here, but I don't think that's true. Opponents dropped out of that. Bishop Sycamore director says program is not a scam. It's supposed to help players enrich their athletic lives. You know what I'm saying? And I guess in the football era, but shit was crazy. I was very interested. I wish I would have saw it. All I saw was the tweets and the Twitter spheres running amok about it. So yeah. That's what's up, though, man. Like, I mean, and you know, the mother, and it's fucked up. I mean, you know, if there, and I heard it was 21-year-olds out there, you know, high school, I think they top off at 16. I can't even remember anymore. 16, 17, 18, something like that. And you're out there playing against 25-year-olds or whatever, however old they were. 21, I think, was definitely some 21 or olders out there. And, like, people could have got hurt, man, playing with kids at that point, you know, just adults. I mean, they're all in the same age group, but, you know, still adults out there and people out there that don't really have a future out there playing with kids who got a future. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not saying nobody didn't have a future because everybody there was trying to get to a higher level. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know if there's any lawsuits drawn up or whatever, but shit is real. And hopefully the kids and the staff and all that shit is everything's gonna be okay, because that's kind of fucked up. But somebody can take over their school. Some football guy can take over that shit and get it together. But yeah, I'm moving on. Bishop Sycamore, though, y'all. Sycamore. When they got Sycamore in the name, you gotta understand. Oh, I heard Social Security is about to be depleted. I don't know what that's about. But I'm gonna move on from that. Because I don't even care. Y'all trust in America if y'all won't. See how far I get you. Say, nah. Oh, yeah, so we had, last episode I talked about folks not taking showers. Like, showers ain't something to skip. And then I saw over the month, Terry Crews said, if you don't shower, you don't sweat. Now, the article was misleading. And my man JKG over here, my man Marcus can attest to this, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, if you don't sweat, you don't shower. Now, I think about a lot of people, they might agree with that. That's the thing about the wrong thing about a lot of people. Y'all really feel like y'all should live life without sweating. This is a problem. A lot of y'all think AC is a fucking natural event in life from Mother Nature. It's not. It's electricity. It's using up the world. It's using up the natural resources. And I'm going to get to that. Because we're using up the natural resources. But anyway, you need to sweat. And yeah, Terry Crews is right. If you don't sweat, you don't need to shower. Now, at the same time, that's wrong. You need to take a shower if a day passes. If 18 hours passes, you need to take a shower. Now, I'm one person that I could be a little dirty. I could be a little stanky. But nobody would know. Unless you were up in my home. But no, that's not me. That's just wild and weird days. But anyway, what I'm really trying to say is motherfuckers need to be working out. A lot of motherfuckers don't work out. And I'm starting to notice that. I'm trying to surround myself with people who are about that athletic life, with people that know they have to put aside the time to sweat. To motherfucking get them calories off. To get the... It's been so long since I talked, I'm losing my words. Why you saying I know? Why you saying I know? Why you saying I know? Call me pretty girl. But if you know, right? Because if you knew better, you'd do better. But anyway, I don't know who's calling me pretty girl. I think that's somebody I know. The face looks familiar. I can't tell. I've been drinking. But yeah, man, you gotta sweat. You gotta get out there. You gotta give it 10 minutes, man. Give it 5 minutes. You can sweat for 5 minutes. Do 10 push-ups. It takes 2 minutes. So you can do 23 push-ups in 5 minutes for those that push up slow. But yeah, man, people out here not taking showers, y'all. Y'all gotta chill. No, I am one person. Now, I was about to say, now I do have something in here that says humanity's used more ecological resources in 2021 than the Earth could regenerate in 1 year by July 29th, according to International Research Organization Global Footprint Network. So essentially, we would need 1.7 Earths to sustain current human activity levels globally. the strain on resources similar to that of a pyramid scheme. While early investments seem acceptable, eventually the ramifications will catch up and resources will be depleted. All right, boom. I love what I just read there. I love what I copied and pasted there. Because it's important what I've been saying. Importante. All right? All right? Don't make me put on the goddamn sombrero. All right? It's importante. Caliente news. Hot news. But yeah, man, for real. Where am I going to start with this? Because I was talking about sweating. And that's one thing we got to understand. All this sitting down, all this TV we're consuming, all this TV that we're consuming. We got to think about the actual TV. Like, I'm watching Power. Power is the grittiest thing I watch right now. I mean, that Marvel shit was pretty bad this morning. But it was just a cartoon. But, that's the grittiest thing I'm watching. I used to watch worse TV. I used to fill myself with a lot of junk. You know what I'm saying? But fill my mental space with a lot of junk. But I understand moderation. Now, where was I going? I forgot where I was going. Okay, yes. All right. I'm going to start with self-care. We got to take care of ourselves out here. I posted a little meme about the worst sign, the worst traits of all the signs, and all of us got some shit with this. And I knew that before the horoscopes. I knew that before the astrology. All of us got some shit with this. Man, I learned all of us got some shit with this over the month. I'm telling y'all, I learned about a lot of people. I sat there and gave myself some time with some people out there. And I don't really got time. Because nobody got time for me. I'm starting to become like an old person. I'm trying to stay that little boy who just wanted to fall in love with every person he came across. But it's hard. It's hard when you deal with a lot of bullshitters out here. It's out here trying to use you for the fuck shit that they're trying to do. Alright, that's my little vent for today. Tonight. But yeah, man, you gotta stay the kid. When you were a kid, that was your best time. That was your best fucking. That was your best being. What are the traits? I could bring them up. I could pull it up for y'all. Let's talk about the traits. I don't think I deleted it. I'm at least do Sagittarius. Cause shout out to me and my Sagittarius buddy out here. He's a November Sagittarius now. There are differences, but I'm not gonna separate us on this night. We'll do that on another time. But I'm a December Sagittarius. He's a November joints. But I'm gonna pick three random joints. Alright, three random joints. And just think about the people you know, think about me. Now the Sagittarius, we're gonna start with the best sign of them. The worst things about us. Impatient, brash, commitment issues, body issues, which I don't understand that. Doesn't realize they don't need to change for anyone, has a lot of different goals to a point where they get overwhelmed, just wants to disappear and do what they want without anyone questioning them. I don't see nothing wrong with any of that shit. So I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the next fucked up sign. Scorpio! Let's go with the S's. Are there all S's? Is it three S's? Well, we'll go with the next thing that sounds like an S. But Scorpios. Easily set off, will give anyone the cold shoulder. And I thought Scorpios was the most fucked up. I feel like they gotta get it together. They gotta go read a book. They gotta go by ocean and rub their knees and sit on the fucking sand. I don't know what's going on. But easily set off, will give anyone the cold shoulder at any time, even without reason. Keeps a lot in. So observant that they oftentimes find out things that hurt them. Like, oh my god, I'm stupid. I'm sorry, it's not a shot at anyone. That was me making up jokes. too many what ifs swirling in their heads, has trouble showing their true selves. Come on, y'all. Come on, Scorpios. Get it the fucking together, man. If anybody out there is going through these stupid ass issues, get it the fucking together. Show yourself. Take a page from the Sagittarius. Don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks when the liquor's inside of us. I'm a shy individual. I used to be. I can't say I'm shy anymore. Like, what makes me unshy is when people fuck around. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell y'all about me a little bit. Like, I'm noticing this about myself. Like, when I think things are weird, like, I'm not saying like, normal is not normal. Traditional is traditional, though. Like, that's what I'm like, the world is so, the people in this world are so traditional. They're used to what they're used to, and that is that. So, I got my own shit, but I'm, you know, I want to say I'm eclectic in the ways of the world, where I know many things, but when I feel like people are being weird, like, I feel like something's off, I'm gonna nip it in the bud right there, like, yo, are you fucking with me? Like, type of shit like that, like, yo. Like, I gotta, like, raise it a level when I feel like, it's like, I turn primal when I feel like there's a sense of, it could be, I could be sensing stupidity. I could be sensing forgetfulness. I could be sensing, you know, and these are things that some people can't control, but I'm just like, don't do that around me. That's not, that doesn't make me feel good. And I know that makes some people feel like eggshells around people, for people around me, but I, you know. You know, stand up for yourself. You can be who you want to be. Be how you are. But, all right, that's all I'm saying. All right, one more sign. Pisces, fuck it. We'll talk about the Pisces. Because why not? Pisces are everywhere. They're like little Pisces. Anyway, I was going to say it the wrong way. Empathetic, but empathetic. Often to a point of no return. Plays the victim. If I find out these Pisces out here playing the victim on me, I'm going to come at them. But doesn't know when to say no. Motherfucker, say no. You can't do it. You don't want to do it. Don't do it. It's better for you and me. Cynical. Hermit. Is very impatient. Oh, we got that in common. Haha. Trust everyone too much. I could be like that. Can be secretly very critical and judgmental. Who isn't? Can only tolerate maybe 10 minutes of social interactions. You know, I mean, you don't use your voice, you're going to lose it. Needs a lot of validation. Bro, you're alive. Deal with it. You made it. Man, people out there, wow. So, I mean, and some of this shit is true. And I love this list because it's better people to see the worst of themselves. Because, I mean, and all this shit can apply to everybody. Like, if you heard these things, look at yourself with these things that I've said and make sure you're not fucking up anybody else's life with the bullshit that you're doing in your life. But, yeah. Moving on. Didn't think I would talk about horoscopes today. But yeah, man. Back to the humanity thing. Alright, boom. I'm going to talk about COVID for a second. I think this is why I'm banned from Facebook. But I'm tired of the world placing these situations on the people. Alright, let me say that better. I'm tired of the world leaders putting the bullshit that these big companies, these big corporations are causing with their mass, I think appropriation is the white word, or whatever the fuck shit they're doing, whenever they pollute, whenever they're slaughtering animals, whenever they're causing fire in oceans, whenever they're not having the heat working when the heat needs to work, whenever the AC is not working, you know what I'm saying? Those are minimum what I'm talking about. But they always put it on us, like the paper straws, bro. Why the fuck do humans gotta use paper straws? Because Exxon don't know how to fucking save the seagulls, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. I hope you understand what I'm saying, y'all. They want us to recycle, yet they're fucking cutting the trees, the forest, the tropical forest down, bro. Y'all feel me? Y'all hear me out there? Because I'm very passionate about shit like this. I really don't like it, like the COVID. And we don't know where the COVID came from. We say it's from an animal, a dead bat. A bat that had sex with a pig or some stupid shit. Or what some people think, it's created in a lab in China by Americans. Now, I don't know what's true, but all I'm trying to say is that why is it on the human people being mandated to wear a mask to get a vaccine when y'all could just nip shit in the bud by not doing dumb shit or keeping the pollution at a minimum or keeping the vitamins at a maximum and keeping the fruits and vegetables at a reachable place. I don't know. I don't know. They always doing this fuck shit to us. Like, when we go through a next pandemic, food should be free. God damn it. Shouldn't the bathroom be closed? And the reason I said that, because Amazon is forcing their workers to piss in bottles, y'all. And I'm not going to move on like that. I just want to insert that little nugget right there. But I'm saying, y'all, all I'm saying is that they always put the fuck shit by small corporations, by governments, by whoever thought that they can hold a country hostage and say they're the leader of it and make laws that don't make sense and then blame the people. Oh, we made y'all do all this and do all that. And you know what? It's y'all fucking fault. We trusted y'all to follow our shit and now we blame y'all more. You know what? Wear a mask. Cover your whole face with a towel or we will fucking sue you or put you in jail or cancel you on all social media. This is what we're living in right now. Oh man, but it's, you know, I don't know. I hope somebody feels me out there because I'm just like, it's really wild out here, y'all. And then OnlyFans almost fucked up. Now, I don't have an OnlyFans account, nor am I an OnlyFans fan. I don't have that app yet or whatever. They have an app now, OnlyFans TV. You know, they thought that they could live without sex. And let me tell everybody out here, if you thought you could live without sex, you're deeply mistaken. All of you are deeply mistaken. But no, seriously. They thought they could ban the sexual intercourse that brought them to the greatness that they are. They tried to ban the sex that brought them there. Shout out to all the sex workers out there. Shout out to everybody that realizes that you gotta get good. My vocabulary is terrible right now, y'all. I have better phrases, but yeah, man. Shout out to OnlyFans, listening to the fans. And keeping the ass clapping, the booty shaking, and the nut making intact. But yeah, man, since I've been gone, I'm going to name this the title of my episode. Okay. Black Excellence. Candyman came out. Candyman. Is it 3 times or 5 times? Because I ain't going to folk. But, it ain't no mirror in here either. But I am looking at a camera. Oh, shit. But, it's live. It's live, right? Anyway, scary movie. Not a big fan of scary movies. Usually end up being dumb. Usually end up not making sense. But be okay. I just needed to work together. But anyway, Candyman, yo. Becomes first number one film directed by a black woman, Nia DaCosta. Shout out to Nia DaCosta. She made history by becoming the first black woman to top the box office charts with her remake of the 1992 horror film Candyman. The movie, which was released last Friday, grossed $22.3 million opening weekend. Candyman has also become the second highest grossing 3-day domestic weekend box office opening for a black female director behind Ava DuVernay's A Wrinkle in Time. I know it seems like I can't read, but you know, you're just a little drunk and sometimes you gotta enunciate a little slowly to get it all out. Alright. Shout out to Ava DuVernay. I've never seen A Wrinkle in Time. It sounds like a Disney movie. I don't like Disney. I like Marvel movies, but I don't like Once Upon a Time and shit like that. I don't like Cinderella. Cinderella was fluke. That's what Disney movies have fucked a lot of women up, And I don't have to, yeah, watch my old podcast. I've said this before. But anyway, I'll move on. DaCosta directed 2 episodes of Netflix's Top Boy. I haven't seen that yet. I need to see that. She's also worked as a writer for HBO's Industry. Never seen that either. Currently, she is working on The Marvels. Woo! I didn't know that. A highly anticipated sequel to Captain Marvel, which is scheduled to be released November 11th, 2022. That's interesting, y'all. 11-11-22. 1-1-1-1-2-2. That's amazing. That should be a crazy date. That should be, you know, the moon might be full or something. I don't know. You got to pay attention to shit like that, y'all. So, shout out to motherfucking DaCosta. I got some DaCostas in my family. Hey, yo, shout out to Heezy's World. Well, yeah, man. Damn, I mean, I don't mean to switch up on anybody like this. I'm not gonna mean to offend anybody like this. I did say black excellence, but the number of white people is expected to decline in 26 states. Apparently, Caucasians will only account for more than 50% of growth in just 5 states and D.C. I find that amazing that D.C., known as Chocolate City, is still... I didn't even know that until I read that. You know, that's crazy. I thought Chocolate City was Chocolate City for a reason. So, apparently, Willy Wonka does exist. And we do sell Snickers and Reese's at a maximum rate in the District of Columbia. Oh my goodness. It's vodka, guys. But now, white people are declining. I lost connection with Mevo. Come on now. We'll be doing that buck shit out here, Crow. Man. Oh, okay, cool. Fucking technology, y'all. Can't trust it. Yeah, white people are... I mean, so back when I was in high school, this is back in before 05, I was told that there's 10% of black people in the United States. Like, that is still amazing. And the number I'm about to say proves that I knew what the fuck I was talking about, because a lot of people was like, nah, you're wrong. It's, come on. 40%. 60% of black people in the United States. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. But, the population of black people is expected to remain steady at 12.5%, guys. It's like we're just little outliers in the little specks. Yeah, when the new census data is released. So apparently this drop in population in certain areas of demographics is attributed to the opioid epidemic and the lower number of millennials having children. So these kids, let me use the right terms. These 21-year-olds, these 21 to 28-year-olds are not fucking. Y'all not fucking. Y'all not nutting in each other. Y'all not making mistakes like we used to. I'm joking. All of you guys are proper and necessary. But no, I'm always fucking with you parents, man. Y'all always just got ahead of the game. But when my kid come out, don't be all jealous. I think that's all I got, y'all. It's been a good welcome back. Oh yeah, iPhone 13s. Okay, iPhone's trying to make a splash. Along with the Tesla bot, get you an iPhone 13. Now Samsung, you know we're on 22. I don't know what you guys are doing out there on 13, but we're on 22. I have a 10. But we're on 22. But anyway, y'all can use your phone. Y'all have a Leo. According to analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, the upcoming iPhone 13 series will feature low Earth orbit satellite communication connectivity, which will allow users to make calls and send messages when cell signal is not available. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what Bluetooth should have been. And the AirDrop, whatever the fuck. But anyway, shout out to me for coming back and doing almost an hour. Thought I was going to crunch this in 15 minutes. I started playing Grand Theft Auto. So, anybody that's on the Xbox, come back on that. I'm on that. It's been real gangster. I'm on there with the soup. We on there fucking shit up, getting this money. And of course I'm on Madden. I'm out there whooping ass every single chance I can get. But yeah, shout out to everybody still playing Grand Theft Auto. I didn't realize that game was still so fun. And yeah, if you guys don't hear from me in a few weeks, check on me, because I'm probably trapped in another country because of these fucked up mandates. But anyway, I'm logging out. I'm going to go ahead and say I love you all, because that's what I am. That's how I feel. I love you all. Everybody that I've come in contact with, whether it be bad or good, I appreciated it. Appreciated the fact that I needed to separate myself or come closer. But, yeah, y'all, we got to huddle up. You know, as close as we can be. As much as the pandemic or the government allows. And, you know, keep loving each other. I know sometimes we hate each other because we're so far apart. Just remember, like, it's not a good look. We all want to leave this place better than when we left. Only way to do that is be a better person than when we were. And you're never going to be a better person than the kid you were. So remember the kid you were. Try to do those stupid little things you want to do. The treehouse. Become an astronaut. Become a doctor. You know, do those stupid little things. You still have time. It could take 8 or 12 years, but what the fuck? You could be a 60-year-old doctor. There's all these old-ass doctors always trying to check somebody's... I don't want to be too inappropriate. But you know, guys, keep on moving on. Do what you gotta do. Don't ever give up. The world may make it seem like it's impossible, but you've probably been on the wrong path. So... Say now, let me stop playing God. Do what the fuck y'all want, y'all. I love everybody, and I'm getting the hell out of here. And I'll tune in next week. I should be on this bitch live. And yeah, I might be a little late, might be a little early. I'm not sure. But I love you all. Love each other. You know, shout out to the parents. Shout out to my parents. Shout out to what apparently is a great time. I did have something to say. I've kind of forgot. I don't know. HTTR. We're going 18-0 out here, bro. And yeah. I'll see y'all later. Get out there and pyah!